USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Orange, California is being rocked by the deadliest shooting in more than 20 years. A child and three adults were killed on Wednesday, but the reason why is still unclear. Police say a gunman was firing when they arrived at the scene of a two-story office building. At least one officer fired back and the suspect was hit. A fifth woman was also found shot. She and the suspect are in the hospital, said to be in critical condition. In a speech in Pittsburgh on Wednesday, President Joe Biden unveiled his $2 trillion infrastructure plan, consisting of traditional projects such as roads and bridges, as well as funding to combat climate change. Republicans on Capitol Hill pointing out only 25% of the plan actually is toward infrastructure. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's logistics company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Beijing continues to make sweeping changes that overhaul Hong Kong's independence over China. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens explains.
China bypassed the legislature of Hong Kong by imposing sweeping changes to the electoral system that creates power by Beijing to vet anyone attempting to run for political office. Ned Price is the U.S. State Department spokesman.
The changes, which will establish a committee to vet candidates for office based solely on their loyalty to Beijing and diminish the proportion of directly elected members of the Legislative Council, will severely curtail meaningful pluralism and representative governance in Hong Kong.
Many see this as the latest move by China to dismantle the pro-democracy efforts of 2019 that rattled the authoritarian government in Beijing. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
More news found online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, President Biden says he has no problems asking companies to pay to fix aging roads, bridges, and rail lines. Biden wanting to raise the corporate tax rate from 21% to 28%. He admits he's open to other ideas for his American Jobs plan, but vows he won't raise taxes on those making less than $400,000 a year. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem disagrees and says everyone will be paying for this bill.
Every single family will pay the price for what Joe Biden's agenda is. He will drive up the cost of the food and their grocery bill. He will drive up the cost of their utilities, their gas prices, the cost of their cars, the clothes they dress their children in. I was shocked by how much doesn't go into infrastructure. It goes into research and development. It goes into housing and pipes and different initiatives, green energy. It really is not an honest conversation we're having about what this proposal is. We're going to be back here a couple of years from now wishing that we weren't in a situation where people had less money, all their costs were increased, and the country was declining.
The Pentagon announced that the military will now perform gender transitions for service members. Once an individual gets a diagnosis from the military medical system that gender transition is necessary, commanders then must act on the request within 90 days. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.